Hello everybody. Today we are going to listen to a story from the Panchatantra. This popular story is very simple to understand and learn. Shall we listen to the story? The name of the story is The Monkey and the Crocodile. I'm sure most of you are very familiar with this story. On the bank of a river, a monkey lived in a tree that was loaded with fruit. Although the monkey was very happy living in that tree, he missed having a companion to talk to and share the fruits with. One day, the monkey saw a crocodile on the riverside and greeted him. The crocodile said that he had come there looking for food for himself and his wife, and he accepted the offer of fruit from the monkey. The crocodile found the fruits delicious and thanked the monkey, asking him if he could come again for some more fruit. The monkey told the crocodile that he was very lonely and the crocodile was welcome at any point of time for fruit. The crocodile started coming regularly and they became the best of friends and they never got tired of talking to each other about things. They talked about the birds, they talked about the animals, and they talked about the villagers that lived nearby and how they were facing difficulties in growing the crops. One day, the crocodile got late, and his wife was annoyed because she had to take care of the little crocodiles all by herself. She wanted to know about his friend, who the crocodile was very fond of. The crocodile told his wife about the monkey and the fruit-laden tree. The crocodile's wife said that the monkey should be its fruit and ordered the crocodile to get the monkey home. The crocodile and his wife argued at length. The furious wife dived and went and hid at the bottom of the river, leaving the crocodile to handle the little ones by himself. The crocodile loved his wife dearly and so he finally agreed to get the monkey home. He knew that it was a sin to betray his friend, but at last he had to choose to fulfill his wife's wish and hence he decided to invite the monkey home. He went and told the monkey about his invitation and the monkey accepted the offer of a meal at the crocodile's house. And since the monkey could not swim, he decided to ride on the crocodile's back. Midway through the river, when the current of the water was the strongest and the monkey had no way to escape, the crocodile revealed his true intentions. He said that he was taking the monkey home so that his wife could kill him and eat him. He said that he was sorry about it and that his wife could not survive without eating the monkey's heart. On hearing this, the monkey was scared, but he kept a calm head. He told the crocodile that he was willing to do anything for his friend and for his wife. If the crocodile had told him earlier, he would have brought his heart along. The foolish crocodile fell for this and agreed to go back quickly to the tree to fetch the monkey's heart. As soon as they reached the bank of the river, the monkey quickly jumped onto the tree and saved himself. He gave some fruit to the crocodile and broke his friendship with him. The crocodile realized his mistake. He felt sad and cried that he had lost a good friend. He decided to go back home and confront his wife, who was the cause of all this. So children, what do we understand from this story? This story tells us about many things. It tells us that if one remains calm and thinks wisely, any adverse situation can be overcome. The story also conveys that an unnatural friendship is unlikely to last long and that one should choose their friends wisely. The story also conveys that being satisfied and content in life is what is very important to lead a happy life. The monkey longed for a companion and chose an unnatural friend. The crocodile agreed to his wife's desire and decided to fulfill the wife's wish and hence he decided to kill the monkey. So what happened? Eventually, he lost a good friend. This is what the story tells us.